Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'm your host, Sparkplug, publisher of People You Need to Know, Metro Atlanta's premier business spotlight publication, where we help people become business celebrities in the Metro Atlanta area and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be talking about self-love, how you can increase your self-love, what does it take to really love yourself, and more. My guest today is a listener favorite and a licensed professional counselor. She is the president of Intimate Details, LLC, a leading psychotherapy practice in Atlanta, Georgia. It is my pleasure to have on the phone once again a young lady who is committed to helping people from all walks of life live richer and fuller lives through mental health counseling. Ms. Tiffany Davis, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
How are you this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Fantastic, and I'm trying to get better.
Good.
Tiffany, why do so many people find it difficult to love themselves?
I don't even think it's a conscious decision whether to love or not to love yourself. A lot of times folks don't realize that the behaviors that have gotten them into predicaments where they're being taken advantage of are situations in which they've allowed that to happen. And allowing that to happen is where you start to see where there's a lack of self-love.
Do people really come in to see you for problems with self-love?
Again, yes and no. Generally, they come in for problems with relationships or, like I said, people taking advantage of them not respecting themselves. Generally, people pleasers are those who have a difficult time setting boundaries with others, and they often will come in because they feel like they're often being taken advantage of. No one takes them seriously. No one expends the same amount of energy as they expend on others. And when we get down to the bottom of it, it's a lack of self-love.
How can one increase their love of self?
Increasing your love of yourself means really becoming more in tune with your own needs and to stop neglecting them. Oftentimes, you put the needs of your kids, your husband, your wife, your family, your employees, everyone ahead of your own needs. It doesn't mean that you stop thinking of other people. It just means that you start incorporating thoughts about yourself into your daily routine. Therapy is often a great way to get in touch with your own needs and figure out what it is that you need that you're not providing for yourself. Another thing that I also encourage folks to do is to start saying no to others and to start saying yes to yourself.
Sounds like self-love could be interpreted as selfishness.
Often by other people it is. When people who normally don't love themselves, what they generally will do is compensate by expressing the love that they want to others. They oftentimes will give gifts. Instead of leaving work at 5, they leave at 7:30 every day with no phone calls or emails unreturned. But they don't get that same love and attention back. And because other folks become so accustomed to that, they can often be taken advantage of. When they start to change and start to focus their energy on what they need to do to take care of themselves, like going home at an appropriate hour every day, or saying no when they really need to say no, they're often, all those folks that have been accustomed to taking advantage of them in the past start to see them as, hey, you're really being selfish. You're not doing the same things you used to do. You're not providing for us anymore. And it starts to seem like, well, you know, she doesn't care about us anymore. She's only caring for herself. And that's not really true. You notice this a lot of times with NBA players or people in the music industry when they have these big entourages. And they give to their friends and family, and everyone has their hand out, and it's great because they're being selfless. But when they start taking stock and say, hey, I can't spend this kind of money anymore. I can't provide all this stuff for all these people and not do what I need to do for myself. And they really start to take stock in themselves and say, you know, I need to prepare for my future. I need to take care of myself. Those friends start to dwindle away. And usually what those friends say is, oh, you've changed. You've sold out. You're not doing what you used to do anymore. And you know what? That's a great thing because you've got to set appropriate boundaries with people and you've got to make sure that everything that you're doing for others, you're actually doing for yourself.
Tiffany, the terms self-love and narcissism are often confused. What's the difference?
Narcissism is a more malignant form of self-love. Narcissistic folks generally have a distorted sense of self, and that is quite contrary to those who really do love themselves. Narcissism is when you have a distorted, grandiose sense of self, a sense of self that is very self-centered. Those who lack self-love don't think of themselves at all. Those who love themselves are more appreciative of themselves, flaws and all. Narcissistic folks have no flaws, if you ask them. Unlike narcissism, self-love doesn't depend on making others feel inferior. Self-love is really about being the best you that you can be in order to be a better you for everyone else.
How do you know when not loving yourself is a problem?
Again, you'll experience oftentimes feeling like you're being taken advantage of, feeling like you can never say no or feeling guilty when you say no. You don't get back what you put out. Oftentimes people experience this in relationships, of course, but it translates to other areas of their life, like work, like school. I have some students who hate doing group projects because they put one student or two students in the group will put out a whole bunch, and they get mad at the other students for not putting out as much as they are. And when that's routinely a problem in a lot of areas of your life, not loving and respecting your own boundaries and yourself could be a problem. When you allow yourself, usually unconsciously, to be disrespected in relationships or don't think that you deserve any better, that's when you know that not loving yourself is a problem.
What does it take to really love yourself?
In the beginning, and this is going to sound kind of crazy, but in the beginning, it takes a conscious effort. If you're not used to it, you need to reprogram your thinking. A lack of self-love is really a learned behavior. It's something that's ingrained in you, and you've been doing it for quite some time. That self-loving behavior really needs to be unlearned before a self-loving behavior can be learned. You must learn to make yourself a priority, which is really hard for a lot of folks, especially you'll see this a lot with single moms, where they're putting out a lot of energy to make sure that the kids have enough, or single parents in general, not just moms, but making sure that the kids have enough and not really caring about whether they have what they need to have. What I try and do for folks is, and I'll get to this a little bit later, is to have them to really make themselves priority in all of their relationships, not to be selfish, not to be narcissistic, but to prioritize themselves just as they do their mates, their children, and everything else in their lives.
What types of changes do I need to make in my life to increase the love I have for myself?
Most changes are really simplistic, and I start off in therapy with very, very simple tasks. For example, I'll ask folks to look at their to-do list, and generally, there are things that are going to go on from day to day that people do, but folks that don't love themselves generally have the things that they need to do for themselves at the bottom of the list. So what I'll ask them to do is to go, instead of those things that they need to do for themselves going to the next day, I'll ask them to put one thing that they need to do for themselves at the top of their to-do list. Make that a priority. If you start putting those things at the top, those things start to get done and you start to feel a little bit better. You don't feel as spent at the end of the day. And even if there are some things that don't get done and go to the next day, the very next day, you put one of those things that you need to do for yourself at the top of the list. The other thing that I encourage folks to do, and they seem to get it when you put it in these terms, is to model appropriate self-love for your children. Your children need to see that, hey, mom takes care of herself. You know, she takes care of us, but she also takes care of herself. You don't want your kids to grow into adults who take advantage of their partners as adults. You don't want them to take from the person that they love the most, as opposed to making sure that that person takes care of themselves. It's something that you must insist on for yourself so that your kids see that it's okay for me to pay some attention to myself at times. They need to know that it's okay to take care of themselves. And you don't want to perpetuate bad habits or get your kids in the habit of always doing things for others and never doing things for themselves. You don't want your kids to be selfish, of course, but you do want them to have healthy habits of taking care of themselves, and whether that means eating healthy, exercising, taking time to meditate, pray, all those things that they need to do to be a better person, they need to make sure that they make a conscious effort to do that.
When people make these types of changes, what can they expect?
Well, one of the first things that they will notice is that those closest to them can disapprove sometimes, which is really, really sad, comes from a past history of not setting boundaries and allowing folks to walk over them. This changes with time, so it's one of the most shocking behaviors that happens when folks start to change and really focus on themselves. But I can't tell you how many relationships that I've worked with where one person starts to really set some appropriate boundaries in their intimate relationships, and the other person freaks out. They haven't had to be self-sufficient. They haven't had to stand on their own. They haven't had to not have their bed made or their meals cooked, and they freak out. And it's setting boundaries and loving yourself helps other people to be self-sufficient. And in the beginning, it's really hard for them to experience that, but it makes you a better person. It also makes that other person much, much better. You can expect those folks to be uncomfortable with the new you because they're so used to your being accommodating and they're not being self-sufficient. But don't worry about that. True friends, true family, true loved ones will get over it.
If someone really is having trouble making these types of changes and appreciating themselves, I can imagine that they would have an even tougher time in their relationships. What advice would you give them?
Well, there's a quote that I really love by Barbara DeAngelis. And it states that if you aren't good at loving yourself, you will have a difficult time loving anyone, since you're the time and energy you give another person that you aren't even giving to yourself. And, you know, that the quote just sums it up so well. For me in counseling, what I see in a lot of couples is there's an unequal distribution of giving within the relationship, emotional giving, not necessarily monetary or financial or physical giving, but that emotional giving, I'm doing all of these things for you that I want really done for myself, and nobody's doing that for me. They begin to resent the other person because they're spending the same time, the same energy, the same determination, persistence, love in the relationship. I mean, they really do resent that person for not returning it. What you've got to realize, though, is that there are two people in the relationship and there are two people causing this problem. One partner may not be as attuned to what your needs are in the relationship, but also you set up this behavior where it's okay for you to give all the time and not receive anything. You got to first respect yourself and make sure that you believe that you are deserving of that stuff, the things that you're putting out. You got to be sure that you are deserving of those things to be given back in return, and then expect that and accept no less. People generally who lack self-love have a habit of focusing on also who they aren't, why they're not worthy, why they're not good enough. And I say instead of thinking about or focusing on those things that you're missing, those things that you don't have, those things that aren't coming to you, and why you're so miserable, start thinking about what you have that everyone else is missing. And when you're able to do that, that's self-love.
Give me an example of that.
Oftentimes we will sit and say, you know, I wish I had this. I wish I had more confidence. I wish I had more strength. I wish I could be more like this person. I wish I had the selling ability that the other salespeople in the office had. I wish I had the creativity that the other people in my department had. If we stop thinking about those things that we're missing in ourselves, we'll start to begin to recognize what everyone else is missing and not seeing. Everyone else is missing the fact that I have strengths, that there are things that I'm good at that maybe other people aren't. They don't know how confident I am in other areas. When you focus on what you're missing, oftentimes you don't think about those things that everyone else is missing. And when you start to think about what everyone else might be missing in you, you start to recognize those feelings, behaviors, traits about yourself that are wonderful, really wonderful, and that if you begin to love, others will love as well.
Tiffany, what do you say to those people whose self-love is associated with material acquisition?
Material things can come and go. You are stuck with you for the rest of your life, though. So it's more important, I believe, to love yourself. The material things, again, they'll come and go. They're not constant. Those material things aren't going to love you back. You expend love out. You can accept love from yourself. You can accept love from others. But those material possessions, just like I said earlier, they're not going to be there for the long haul.
Before we bring this interview to a close, do you have one final thing you'd like to share with our listening audience about loving yourself?
Loving yourself is really a journey. I think we all go through periods in our lives where we feel more loving than others, depending on our situations. as I always say, embrace the journey, because it's what you go through in your life, what you experience, those downs and ups that make us who we are. Sure, there are going to be periods in your life where you feel a little down on yourself, where you feel like I can do better, or I'm not as good as other folks at a particular thing. Those are the opportunities that you need to take and really thrive, really push yourself to be a better person. That's self-love. Making an effort to be the best you that you can be, that's self-love. Make sure that you're not allowing yourself to be treated any way than you want to be treated. That same level of energy that you're putting out to other people, that you are spending on others, use some of that same energy for yourself. You're nothing to others if you are nothing to yourself.
Tiffany, how can you be reached?
At my website, which is tiffanydavis.com, TiffanieDavis. I can also be reached for appointment or consultation at 404-441-0466. If you'd like to email me, you can email me at tiffany@tiffanydavis.com. And again, Tiffany is spelled T-I-F-F-A-N-I-E.
Ms. Tiffany Davis, president of Intimate Details, LLC, thank you for being with us today and just sharing with us so much of your knowledge about self-love and why it's so important to our survival.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Sparkplug, for having me. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. I'd like to thank my producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas. And for more information about our guests, log on to sparkplugpeople.com. Until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do. And thanks for tuning in.
Once again, you've been listening to People You Need to Know on Internet Radio. To be a guest on our show, please send your request to businesscelebrity@gmail.com or give us a call at 770-460-5995.